Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at verbs of movement and verbs of position and which preposition to use when we say certain verbs. And I want to start by giving you a few verbs and I want you to consider, is this a verb which includes movement or does this verb indicate no movement, simply that we are in position? So the first verb is go, go. So is this a verb of movement or are we in position? Well, go is from A to B, so it's a verb of movement. And the same with the verb come. Come is like go, except in the other direction. Someone is coming here and I am going there. Again, this is a verb of movement. How about the verb to stay? To stay. Are we moving or are we in position? Well, when we stay somewhere, we are in position. So there we have a couple of examples of verbs of movement and an example of a verb of position. The reason it's important to know what type of verb this is it changes the preposition we use after that verb. If we are indicating movement with our verb, then the preposition is going to be to. Nearly every time we're going to use to. So to give you those two verbs that I just gave you, the verbs of movement, go to. For example, I'm going to Italy next week. Come, when are you coming to my house? It's important that with verbs of movement, you don't use the preposition in or at. If there is clear movement involved, then you should use to if there's clear movement. The example I gave you of a verb of position was to stay. We are staying at the Hilton Hotel. In this case, it's a verb of position. So we do not use to because that's for movement. We use either in or at, and it depends. We usually use at for public places, like a hotel, for example. And we use in if we're referring to a city or a country. Some more examples of verbs of position include to wait. When you are waiting, you are not moving. Therefore, you need to use the preposition in or at. I'm waiting at the traffic lights, for example. To sit. When you are sitting, you're not moving, obviously, so you're in position. So again, you need to use probably in. I'm sitting in my kitchen. And another example, the verb to be. To be. To be somewhere. We were in London for New Year's Eve. We were in London for New Year's Eve. One important thing to consider is when we use have been. And if we want to say have been in, for example, I have been in London, or I have been to. If you use to, then you are suggesting movement. It's basically another way of saying travel. If you say I have been to Spain three times, it means I have traveled to Spain three times. And because you're using movement, you have to use the preposition to. However, if you want to say, not that you have travelled, but you have remained in the position, remained in that place, then you would use in. For example, I have been in London for 3 weeks. That means that I arrived 3 weeks ago, and now I am in position, I am in the city, and I have remained in this city, I have stayed in this city for 3 weeks. So we use the preposition in, because we are referring to being in the same position and not moving. Two more very important examples are get and arrive, two similar words, but it's important to note that the word get indicates movement and the word arrive indicates position, which means that when you say get, you should follow it with the preposition to. For example, how did you get to the hotel? Not how did you get at the hotel? And with the verb arrive, because it's a verb of position, we need to use the preposition in. For example, I arrived in London at 3 p.m. or alternatively the preposition at if it's a public place. What time did you arrive at the hotel? But not I arrived to London. We arrived to the hotel. No, it should be in or at, because arrive indicates position and not movement. Okay, I'm going to give you three sentences, but I'm going to remove the preposition and you have to say, what is it? Is it in, at, or to? Okay, here's the first one. We have been blank this restaurant a few times. Number two, Sarah and David are sitting blank the garden. And number three, we've arrived blank the restaurant. Okay, so here are the answers. The first one is we have been to this restaurant a few times, because it's all about moving from where you are now to the restaurant. The second one, Sarah and David are sitting in the garden, because this is a verb of position and the garden is like a room of the house, so we use in, because we use in with rooms. And the final one, we've arrived at the restaurant, because remember, arrive is a verb of position, not of movement. So we need to use the preposition at for a public place. It would be in if it was a city. We've arrived in London, or a country. We've arrived in the United Kingdom. Okay, that's all for today's podcast. And remember, if you're interested in English classes online with me, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.